Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
This is the Keep Your English Up to Date podcast from bbclearningenglish.com. In this week's programme, John Ato explores the origin, meaning and use of the phrase fit for purpose.
Are you fit for purpose? That's a question that seems to be being asked about nearly everything and everyone these days, so you'd better have your answer ready. This rather prim phrase began life in the field of consumer protection law, characterising a manufactured product that does what it was designed to do. The implication for the consumer is that if something isn't fit for purpose, you can take it back and get a refund or a replacement. The expression was occasionally used metaphorically in British English in the early 21st century, but what really made a wider public aware of it here was the announcement in 2006 by John Reid, the newly appointed British Home Secretary, that his government department was not fit for purpose, meaning that it was no good at doing its job. That unprecedented criticism hit the headlines and opened the way for the use of fit for purpose in an almost unlimited range of applications. A recent random search I did turned up buildings, budgets, educational courses, street lights, railway stations, hostels for the homeless, acts of parliament, cattle sheds, soldiers, soil and wash basins, all described as fit for purpose, or, more often than not, as not fit for purpose. So, perhaps it's time for you to ask yourself, is my English fit for purpose?
That was the Keep Your English Up to Date podcast. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.